Baie welkom by 2025. Ag, ek hoop is so 'n geseënde jaar vir jou. Is vir my altyd 'n wonderwerk om hierdie stories te kan deel van hoe God draaipunte in mense se lewens gebring het. And today's story is also miraculous how God has changed and touched a heart, and that's the heart of Kay Cole. She's from Kales River. Kay, tell me, where did the story begin? The testimony.
So the testimony began in, thank you so much for having me. The testimony began when I was 6 years old living in Balha, with my biological mother and her boyfriend and my other siblings. I was 6 years old and I got sexually assaulted since 6 years old till the age of 12. And it happened on a constant, it was almost like a daily where it happened, and I felt very threatened, but I kept quiet because I was threatened to keep quiet. And as a young child, I couldn't really grasp what was happening until one day I was at church and God just spoke to me and I met the parents that I have right now, and I was able to open up to them. But the first thing happened was at school when a boy actually took one of the pieces of my clothing, and I asked him back, and he said, before he gives it back, I need to give him a kiss. And I said no, reported it to a teacher, and this teacher told me that she doesn't want me to be one of those girls that is sexually assaulted. And I just burst out in tears and I said, but I am. And that's where the whole journey happened. Since I was 12, I was adopted and I was taken into the adoption parents' home. And that's when the court case happened. And it was such a long, long journey. I was willing to give up. I was willing not to do this anymore. I wanted to end my life. With so many attempts that I tried ending my life, but for some reason it just didn't work. And thinking about it, sitting here thinking about it, I realized that God never wanted me. This wasn't my end goal. And till this day, I still struggle to figure out on why such things happen to such innocent people. And even in today's life, that we can't really be sure that even if you are a normal person walking in the streets, you don't know that person's journey. They can have a smile, you don't know that person's journey. And till this day, I still struggle to figure out on why it happened to me specifically. It shouldn't happen to anybody, but about me, why? I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't dress wrong. I didn't talk wrong. Yes, like any other child, I was very wild and outspoken and always laughing. But there were just some points where I wished that it didn't happen. But then again, thinking back, I'm trying to figure out on why it happened. But I still don't get the answer. I still haven't gotten any apology. Back to the court case, I went to the court case and I was fighting the trials, and it was constantly just, okay, it's going to be pushed to the next day. It's going to be pushed to the next day for 7 years. So my whole high school career, I was in and out of court. Every month I was in and out of court. I had to see him every month. And it got to a point where I just didn't want to do it anymore. And I told my mother, my father, that I would really like, I don't want to continue with this court case. And they told me, no, I have these other females. I'm not just doing it for myself. I am doing it to be passionate for other people. And not passionate, more of speaking for the voiceless, for those that are unable to speak. And I don't know where the courage came on, but I know that one of them were my great, great, great support system that I had, as well as God that pulled me through. And my one way of speaking to him during my court cases was through dance. So I am a dancer in my church. And whenever I dance, I express to him and I tell him, this is my story. You know my heart's desires. Yes, the trauma was hard. And till this day, I still struggle with trust in men and the abuse that I had to go through, the fear of having a partner and what if he's also going to do that. But then I also learned that not all men are like this guy. Not all men are out to get you or out to hurt you. So that's where my story begins, but it definitely does not end there. I have so much more potential in myself, and because I believe in the word of God, I know everything is possible, and I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That is my quote that I go through on it daily, whatever struggle I go through.
Wow, wow, okay. What a story, what a testimony, what a journey. But you met God as a young girl in church. Tell me about meeting him and how he has turned your life around completely.
Wow, that story brings me to tears every time I have to tell someone about it. So I was in church. I was about just 13 years old. And I went to church and I saw this girl dancing. And I didn't understand that everybody was clapping hands and falling to the ground and worshiping, and I was just standing, and with so much confusion, I was, what is going on? Are these people crazy? But then following Sunday, the same girl danced, but to a different song, and I just closed my eyes and I felt the song, and that song was when God said, he will work everything out, whatever battle that we have. He will take it. We already won the battle. We don't need to worry about it. And I was 13. I didn't really understand it clearly. But then I realized that my story that I'm going through, I already won this battle. I already made it through. Even no matter what the circumstances are, everybody will have their day. And that's when I met God and I fell to my knees and I cried and I worshipped. And I started shaking to a point where I couldn't breathe. But that's when I knew that that's the Holy Spirit working through me, for me, or for any other young lady that's going through what I went through. And that's when I started dancing. And like I said, when I dance, I don't do it for the people. I do it because I'm worshiping God. It's my method of fighting the war for myself, fighting the war for God, and for creating peace one day at a time through the word of God. And when I dance, I've been told that I do it in such a passion where they can feel the Lord's presence within the dance itself. And even if I'm just standing and worshiping God, for me, it feels like while I'm worshiping, God is there and is always there. And my parents always tell me that when I dance, I shouldn't be doing it for the other people. Because sometimes I get very nervous to dance in front of people. But once that song starts, I just let the Holy Spirit take over. And that's when I meet God at the point where I can be happy. I can be at peace. Justice has been served through the word of God, and I'm so grateful for that. And sure. I don't know how to worship him even more, but it's at my best.
Oh, I love that. Kay, thank you. Thank you so much. If you just tuned in, with me is Kay Cole. She's from Kuilsrivier. Just telling her testimony, how God has saved her from sexual assault when she was sexually assaulted at the age of 6 years. For 6 years of her life. Well, Kay, now I know there's someone listening out there today that's maybe in the same position as you were. How do you want to encourage them? Maybe they've also been a victim of sexual assault. What do you want to say to them?
There's not much that I can say. Honestly, everybody goes through their own journeys. But what I can tell you is never give up. Yes, the battle is hard. Yes, the justice system is unfair. But through God, all things are possible. You draw your strength from Christ. talk to someone if you need to talk to them. Express your story. And just remember that it's never your fault. Whoever I am speaking to today, I want you to remember that God don't let things happen just because He wants it to happen. There is a reason behind that. So be strong and remember, if nobody told you today, I love you and it's not your fault.
Wow, so powerful. Kay, thank you so much for sharing your heart and being vulnerable to give Jesus all the glory for the healing work that He's already done. Nou, jy by die huis, as jy getuienis het, soortgelyk as Kaysen, en jy wil baie graag getuig van die goedheid en die genesingswerk wat hy in jou lewe gedoen het, oor hoe hy 'n draaipunt in jou lewe gebring het, is baie welkom om 'n boodskap te stuur na ons WhatsApp lyn 0844104104 met die woord draaipunt en ek sal vir jou kontak.